Flaherty will pop it up. Down the line from third comes Middlebrooks. He's under it, and the Red Sox win the home opener.
I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to tell you about my town.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Yesterday, Red Sox pitcher Clay Buchholz threw the first pitch at Fenway Park of the 2013 season. The Sox went on to beat the Orioles and are so far bouncing along with 5 wins and 2 losses. In other words, the Red Sox still have 155 chances to restore the faith after a disastrous 2012 season. Writer and Word of Mouth regular Darren Garnick was at Fenway yesterday, just one of many in the crowd hoping for a win under new Red Sox general manager Ben Cherington, who's from New Hampshire. Darren's also a contributor to New Hampshire Magazine, and he wrote in the April issue about the season to come, seasons past, and the unflagging fervor of the Granite State Red Sox fan. Darren, great to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. How was the mood at Fenway coming off such a dismal year?
Well, it was awesome to look at the Green Monster and see that scoreboard and see Boston in first place with a 4-2 record. It wasn't expected.
Savor that.
So, that being said, Fenway's such a gorgeous place to be that even if they went 0-162, I would still love sitting there.
It was such a pretty day, too. Now, the team has had, of course, a rough couple of years. There's a photo of some of the suspected perps in a police lineup in your New Hampshire Magazine article. Former GM Theo Epstein, owner John Henry, former manager Bobby Valentine. Who do you blame, or where do you place the blame for the collapse?
The players. I mean, ultimately, it's who's swinging the bat and who's throwing the ball. I don't care how many times people say that Theo shouldn't have done this or they shouldn't have got rid of Terry Francona or it's all Bobby Valentine's fault. Ultimately, it's the guys on the field.
So how does a team come back from such a collapse?
I was almost happy to see them lose last year. The Red Sox ownership, they were getting so cocky. They were selling pieces of grass, you know, for a couple $100 saying, you know, touch real Fenway grass. And I think Red Sox fans in general had become almost like the Romans, like conquering the world. You know, like you'd go down Camden Yards in Baltimore and Fenway fans would take it over. Same in Tampa Bay and Toronto. In a way, it was kind of nice to see us get kicked in the butt and learn what it's like to lose. And now we can start winning again.
Well, so we are the fans, right? This is what it's all about. And you meet some fervent fans and describe them in your article. Tell us about some of those that you met along the way.
So there's some amazing diehard Red Sox fans in New Hampshire. Dan LaFleur, who is a elementary school principal in Derry, he does his Students of the Week based around Fenway. So he had a Fenway Park mural painted in his office. And he has kids, the student of the week, pose in front of Fenway with him. And he says, I love him because he says that even if kids are Yankees fans, the school teaches tolerance and acceptance and that he'll still have them as student of the week.
I guess he also got a little bit of a shot of his own fame at Fenway Park.
Oh, yeah. So he was one of the people that tried out to be the announcer. And he got a nice little... A couple years ago, he sent a letter, like a joke application, wanting to be manager of the Red Sox. He got a really hilarious rejection letter from Larry Lucchino that we reproduced that in the magazine.
Ernest Barker there. He's the principal of the elementary school in Derry.
Yes.
Also in Derry, Scott Severance. He's a New Hampshire actor. He got a credit in the 2000 film Fever Pitch. How did he get the part?
So, Fever Pitch with Jimmy Fallon and Drew Barrymore, that goofy comedy. I guess during auditions, Scott was doing a monologue about all the failures in Red Sox history, the ball going through Bill Buckner's legs, Bucky Dent's home run. And he started to get a tear in his eye, and it was a real tear in his eye. And so the producers were really moved by that, and they gave him a starring role. He was one of the fans that sat near Jimmy and Drew, and he had a divorce with his wife, but both sides wouldn't give up their Red Sox tickets. That was the joke in the movie.
We're talking about the Red Sox Nation living quite alive in New Hampshire with Darren Garnick. His in-depth look at the Red Sox team and its New Hampshire fans is featured in the April issue of New Hampshire Magazine. Well, what is it that makes the Red Sox so special to New Hampshire? It's not a lot from Massachusetts that we claim from our own.
Well, there's no difference. I mean, Red Sox are New England's team, there's no doubt. And you know, I love the art director's magazine cover this month. It's a picture of Fenway Park and the clouds and like God light is coming through the clouds. And the title of the cover is Believe Again. And Red Sox, it's almost like a religion in you know, we almost treat it like a religion. It's all about redemption. No matter what you do, no matter what sins you make, you can always start over again.
So we have our lapses of faith, our moments of despair, but it always comes around.
Absolutely.
Well, okay, so that may have been true for people like you and I growing up, watching Red Sox games, remembering the 1975 World Series, that kind of thing, hoping for the curse to be reversed. But how now? What is the new Red Sox fan, the one who's seen them win two World Championship Series? You know, do they have that kind of level of faith?
Well, I don't ever want to be part of a culture that's just based on losing, 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 and now that we've won, have we lost our soul? Like, I don't really believe that. I mean, I just think, I mean, I guess we become more normal, like all the other teams that have won, but let's get some more trophies.
And you're passing this on to your son as well.
Yeah. Ari, my 10-year-old, was with me at the game yesterday, and it was our first opening day together. And the only tickets I could get were behind a pole, grandstand, obstructive view. And so for the first six innings, we couldn't see. He could see home plate, but I couldn't. Being the dad, I sacrificed for the greater good and let him look at home plate. But then we snuck down to the good seats for the last three innings, and I got to see the batter. And I have to tell you, without, you know, seeing the game without home plate and seeing it with home plate, I highly recommend being able to see home plate.
Well, I'm wondering, Darren, you make a big confession at the end of your article that you don't hate the Yankees. Do you dare to talk about that on
Yeah, radio? Sure. Last year, my only opportunity to get Red Sox-Yankees tickets, because the Sox were still in it and we thought that they were going to do well for a while before they tanked, I was able to get Red Sox-Yankees tickets on Hubstub, and when I went there, I expected everybody to be jerks, and I expected to hate the fans around me, but I just didn't, and I just don't think that hating the Yankees makes the Red Sox any better.
All right, any advice for the Red Sox fan this year, how to deal with winning or losing differently than in years past?
I don't want to get too over-optimistic, and I don't think they're going to win at all. But just watching these guys yesterday, they seem to have a lot more fun on the field, and there's no jerks on the team anymore. There's one jerk, Aceves, the relief pitcher, who is, you know, a ticking time bomb. But for the most part, I think these guys are going to do pretty well. I mean, you know, second, third place, maybe wild card. I mean, I don't think we need to be moping around this year.
Well, you guys may have been the good luck charm yesterday. I hope you're going to more games.
Yeah, and, you know, at New Hampshire Magazine, we're trying to find the biggest fan in New Hampshire, and people are sending us pictures of their pets with Red Sox hats and babies, and army troops are wearing Sox hats, and if you go to the website, you can see all these, you know, fun people wearing the hats, and we'd love to hear from you. If you go to the NewHampshireMagazine.com, we'd love to get your pictures.
Well, we'll make sure, and we have a link up there. Darren Garnick, former business columnist and contributor to New Hampshire Magazine, reformed Yankee hater. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
His article on New Hampshire's Red Sox fans is featured in the April issue of New Hampshire Magazine, and of course you can go and try your mettle at being the biggest, most fanatic Red Sox fan in New Hampshire by submitting your photo there. And we thank you for spending some time with us today and invite you to join our mission to spread new ideas. You can post links to segments on your Facebook page. You can retweet things you heard to your Twitter feed or email segments to your friends. All it takes is a swift click on the Facebook, Twitter, or email icons at our website, wordofmouthradio.org. That's also where you'll find a deep catalog of conversations to comb through and share.
Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline.
I'm Virginia Prescott. Please do join us again tomorrow for more Word of Mouth here on New Hampshire Public Radio. So good, so good, so good.
Word of Mouth is produced by Taylor Quimby,
Zach Nugent,
and Bill Barry.
And senior producer Rebecca Lavoie.
With plenty of help from our awesome interns,
Ali Kosmikas
and Logan Shannon.
Sarah Plord is our digital producer.
And Dan Colgan runs our board.
The views expressed in this program
are those of the individuals,
and not those of NHPR, its board of trustees,
or its underwriters.
To subscribe to our podcast
and listen to past shows, go to wordofmouthradio.org.
You can also join us on Facebook and Tumblr.
Follow us on Twitter.
And check out a playlist of music from the program
on Spotify.
Word of Mouth is a production
of New Hampshire
Public
Radio.
Touching warm, reaching out.